And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The fallout from the Super Bowl halftime show is continuing to generate more heat than the actual game itself. Bad Bunny's performance sparked calls for an FCC investigation and formal congressional inquiry. Republican Representative Andy Ogles described the simulated sex acts, the explicit lyrics that glorified sodomy, and all of it airing during prime family viewing hours, while Representative Randy Fine of Florida kept it simple, saying that, quote, you can't say the F word on live TV, even if the lyrics are in Spanish. FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr is being pushed for fines and broadcast license reviews of the NFL, the NBC, and Bad Bunny himself. Michael Knowles pointed out that the stadium billboard reading "The only thing more powerful than hate is love" captures perfectly the left's entire playbook. He said, redefining everything you do is love, and then label all opposition as hate, and whatever you do, never talk about what's actually happening. Yeah, that's what they've been doing for a very long time. And the transgender sports debate shows both its absurdity and its real cost this week. In California, a biological male named A.B. Hernandez won the girls' triple jump at the Winter Championships by 7 inches. At competitive levels, the gap is virtually insurmountable. And Hernandez also took second in the long jump, continuing a streak of taking medals from female athletes. And gender ideologies march through schools and culture rolls on. A Wisconsin high school is hosting its 4th annual drag show featuring student performers, and they're requiring ID at the door. If you have to card people to get in, maybe the content doesn't belong in schools. Meanwhile, in Australia, a balding, overweight biological male named Lucy has already collected 2 awards at a women's beauty pageant because apparently checking every progressive box is now the new standard of beauty. And in Canada, a devastating story exposes the deadly machinery of legalized euthanasia. A 26-year-old was killed by lethal injection on December 30th after years of shopping for a willing doctor across provinces. Ontario had turned him down, but a doctor in Vancouver, an abortionist turned euthanasia practitioner who's ended over 430 lives by her own count, said yes. The man struggled with diabetes-related vision loss and depression. His mother had saved him once before through a public petition in 2022. This time, she didn't know until it was too late. She was quoted as saying, "If MAID wasn't available in Canada, my son would still be here." Yeah, when a society makes death so, so easy, something's gone terribly, terribly wrong. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do right now at FortisInstitute.org. And something else you can do right now is subscribe to Fortis News on your very favorite podcast app so that you may get these updates sent directly to you automatically every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.